Amen. So let's greet our online members around the world. Let's greet them. Let's greet them. Let's greet them all over, wherever they are. What do we say? Shalom, 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 shalom. God bless you. Amen. I saw this mail today, and maybe you are watching us. I decided quickly so that I don't forget, because it's in our email box. You say, Shalom, I am Brother Marcel from the Democratic Republic of Congo. He said, please, I want to know whether Jesus is in heaven with physical flesh or not. Secondly, you say, is there his throne and the other for the Father, or there is one throne there? Thirdly, you say, lastly, did that Son of God exist in heaven before his birth in Bethlehem? And why I quickly brought it out is, in the entire message circle, these questions, I believe he must be an entire message believer watching us from Congo. And so, when you see somebody asking this kind of question, it means, you know, he has heard something through this channel that may be contrary to what his group believe over there. And that is why quickly I decided to come on air to answer it rather than just to type a reply to him. Maybe some other person in Congo will hear it also. Now let me answer the first one, and I'll be very fast because we want to do something tonight. We want to pray. Amen. Brother Marcel says, I want to know whether Jesus is in heaven with physical flesh or not. Now, listen, the answer is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And it is also in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. But let's see the way Apostle Paul put it. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 35. Let me read it from verse 35. He says, but some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Is that not his question? Jesus Christ was born flesh and blood like us. And he died. On the third day, he resurrected. So the question is, with what body did he resurrect? Am I correct? That's what is. That is his question. And verse 36, Apostle Paul said, thou fool. Now, Marcel, you are not a fool. That which thou sowest, if you sow something, is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest, thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bear grain, it may chance of wheat, of some other grain. But God giveth it a body, as it had pleased him, and to every seed his own body. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This is the way Apostle Paul put it. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle we are dissolved, your earthly house is this body that we have on now. It is our house. That's why we tell you, the Bible says, John 14, my Father's house, there are many mansions. But also, I'll tell you, I go to prepare a place for you. And people are thinking that in heaven, that there are mansions like we see in Abuja, Ikoyi. And then some people even see dream and revelation and write book how they went there and they saw this mansion and they saw this mansion And the angel said, that is your mansion. Nothing like that. Hallelujah. The real you is not what I am seeing now. The real me is not who you are seeing now. You are seeing the house that is housing me. Amen. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened. Not for that we will be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Praise the Lord. And so, the body of Jesus Christ, he died, he was buried. The body that he resurrected with, amen, is a different body. If you read further in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he said there is a celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. There is the heavenly bodies. When we will resurrect in the resurrection morning, praise the Lord, when we shall resurrect, we are not going to resurrect with this body. We will resurrect with better body. And that body is a body that shall be eternal. It cannot decay. Hallelujah. Amen. It cannot decay. It is eternal. It is an angelic body. And that body does not need a car to move. That body does not need a house to sleep on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have to understand it. So Jesus Christ resurrected with the celestial body. And that's why he was standing there, and before all eyes, he was taken up. Another time he was walking on the way to Emmaus. In fact, he appeared to so many disciples. He will appear and disappear. Appear and disappear. Praise God. That is the body we shall put on and come and dwell on earth here. How many people want that body? Praise God. Amen. One man gave me testimony that somebody, he came home one day and his little child told him that they tuned the channel and they saw Papa Ajasko preaching. He said, Papa Ajasko preaching. He said, yeah, Daddy, Papa Ajasko was preaching. So he said, tune the channel, finish. He saw Papa Ajasko. Now, me, well, this is my head. But in the resurrection morning, my hair will be complete. My body will be complete. Now, wahala! Now, they cut this one like this. So. Praise God. Okay, his second question is, he said, is there his throne and the order for the Father? Or there is one throne there in heaven? The answer is also in the book of Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Maybe before Revelation chapter 3, let's see the prophecy concerning him in Luke chapter 1. Then we come back to Revelation chapter 3. Go to Luke chapter 1 first. From verse 32 and verse 33. This is Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, announcing the birth of Jesus Christ. And this is what he said In verse 30, let's read from verse 30. And the angel said unto her, that is unto Mary, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Which throne will he be given? The throne of his father David. And David was the king of Israel. Praise the Lord. Jesus himself now repeated this in Revelation chapter 3. Verse 21. Speaking to the Laodicean church age, the last church age. This is the last comment to the overcomers of this age. Verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my father in his throne. That means the son has his throne and the father has his throne. And where is the throne of the father? The throne of the father is in heaven. Where is the throne of the son? The throne of the son is the throne of David. Praise God. And that is the throne that he will be occupying in the millennium. Praise the Lord. For 1,000 years, you'll be sitting there, and he said, you too, you will sit with him, because you too, you are going to rule with him. He will give you kingdoms, because he'll be sitting down there as the King of Kings, while we shall be somewhere around the world, wherever you were picked from, ruling there as kings with him, the bride of Jesus Christ. So, there are two thrones, the Father's throne and the throne of the Son. Amen. Okay, finally he said, did that Son of God exist in heaven before his birth in Bethlehem? Yes, he existed in heaven just as I also existed in heaven with God before I was born by my mother. Amen. It's a very controversial thing, the end time message. There are some people that teach that Jesus existed corporately, especially Pentecostal denominations, Trinitarian denominations. They teach that Jesus Christ, he was there physically with the Father. Some of them even go to misplace Isaiah chapter 6. And there was a meeting in heaven. And God said, who will go for us? And Jesus said, here am I, send me. Nothing like that. We have explained that. It was Isaiah that said it, not Jesus. Praise God. So, where did he exist? In the beginning was the Word. John chapter 1. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Word there is Logos. The Word there is a thought. In the beginning was a thought. And the thought was with God. Hallelujah. And it is that thought that became flesh. What is the thought? Amen. Get the message I preach entitled, Who is Jesus? So that you can understand who Jesus is. And from the scriptures, it's very clear, we take time to study, that Jesus existed only in the mind of God. As God was creating the earth, because remember, there is a book of life written from the foundation of the world. And Jesus Christ, it is also written that he was slain from the foundation of the world. Amen. Go to Revelation chapter 13. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Chapter 13. Okay, let me read it from verse 6 so that you get the picture very clearly. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, that's the Antichrist, and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain. When? When was the Lamb slain? From the foundation of the world. But when was he actually slain? In AD 33. But as far as God's program is concerned, the same thing also. When were you saved? When were you called? When were you predestinated? Ephesians chapter 1. Let's read it. Praise the Lord. Verse 3, verse 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him. When? Are we together? When did he choose you? The day you gave your life to Christ? The day you repented? When did he choose you? Before the foundation of the world. That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He said, having predestinated us, your destiny has been determined before you began. Praise God. You have been predestinated. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8 says we are predestinated to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. We are from the foundation of the world. He has already chosen us. Where did he choose us? He chose us in his mind through his foreknowledge. Through foreknowledge. Foreknowledge of what? In the beginning was a thought. And the thought was with God. Which thought? God himself. You know, last week or so, we're hearing the news. The National Space Agency, NASA in America, those exploring the space, they discovered the planet Mars, that it had water, river. And they were showing the pictures. Now, if there was river there, it means there was some form of life there. So, if there was some form of life there, what happened to the life there? Fear caught me. Why did I say fear caught me? It means, the Bible says, we are created for his pleasure. He is sovereign. God is sovereign. We are created for his pleasure. That simply means, and you know that this earth that we live in here, as far as human beings are concerned, man, from the creation of Adam by calculation, we are just about 6,000 years plus, man on earth. And there are fossils of animals, bones that are discovered, and some of them are as high as 1 million years old, 5 million years old. And they say Sahara Desert, that is a desert today, from the sand that is there, it means that there was an ocean there before. It is sand from the sea that is there. Okay? So if this earth existed that long, then we understand that in the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The time lag for that beginning, we don't know the beginning. Then it says, and the earth was without form. So it means something happened between verse 1 and verse 2. And then God, that is why he used the word multiply and replenish. When he said replenish, it means something was there before, or you have come back and replenish. Praise the Lord. So my fear is, there is something that God did maybe some billions of years ago. From one planet, when you finish, you go jump to another planet. When you finish, you go to another planet. He has finished with Mars. Maybe finished with Pluto. Maybe finished with the other planet. Now he decided to come to Earth. Let us make man in our own image. Hallelujah. For thou hast created all things and for thy pleasure they are. We are created. Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 9. He answered, he said, who art thou? Because somebody was saying, hallelujah, praise the Lord. When somebody was questioning God about God's sovereignty, and Apostle Paul said, who are you to reply your maker? And he likened us to clay and likened God to a potter. He said, a pot, then pot that they use sand, and a potter molded you. Then you are saying, what did you make me like this? Apostle Paul said, doesn't he have power to break you, mold you again, and pull to another one? All things were created for his pleasure. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is why. Now you have to listen. Listen very well. Now this same God, Marcel, I hope you are hearing me. This same God, while he was with his mind now, counseling with himself, because God does not counsel with anybody. All wisdom is in him. And the next thing he will do in his divine agenda to fulfill his sovereignty and to enable him to display some of his attributes. That's all. That's all. He's a God with attributes. You need this revelation so that when you see yourself on the positive side of God's program, you hold him tight and worship him. Because there are some people that are on earth here, they are God's firewood in hell. In the lake of fire, firewood. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. Before God created the earth, he knows 1 billion years from today. When he thought in his mind to create Adam and Eve, he knew that animal that he created was going to tempt him. And that his program will spoil and man will be reduced to what we are today. Did he know? Did he know? Before he created that animal, did he know what that animal was going to do? Oh, please answer me if you are following. Did he know? So did he regret that the animal that he created has spoiled his program? Did he regret? He cannot regret, because even that action of tempting Adam and Adam falling, because the Bible tells us that man himself, all creature, was purposely created to a subject to hope. God designed us like that. He designed us like that to fall. He brought Eve to allow her and brought that serpent near Eve so that it will cause her to fall. The fall is still part of his program. He arranged it. Oh, glory be to God. He arranged it so that he can display another attribute. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. So before he started thinking of creating that animal, he knew. And as he was creating Adam and Eve, he knew that that animal will cause them to fall. Am I correct? And so, when they fall, he saw more than 6 billion human beings that will come out from these two people, Adam and Eve. And he saw how all of them will be lost. And that would be an opportunity for him to ignite another attribute of his. A savior. If there is nothing to save, he cannot be a savior. If there is nothing to heal, he cannot be a healer. If there is no battle to fight, he cannot be the mighty one in battle. Glory be to God! Hallelujah! So, while he was there, now thinking, see, this program, this is how it will be. That is why he said, in the beginning was the thought. Seeing that all these men, human beings, will fall. All falling short of the glory of God. All sin. He then decided to make provision for their salvation. In his mind, he arranged the sacrificial lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How he will come through Jesus, because Jesus was God himself that came down. He built a tabernacle for himself and incubated that tabernacle and became Emmanuel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the beginning of creation was the thought. And the thought was with God. And that thought was God. Because he was going to be Emmanuel. He is the Almighty God in the flesh. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, yes, he existed in heaven. But he existed just as I also existed. In the beginning there, God saw that if he brings Jesus Christ as a sacrificial lamb and offers a way of escape for human beings, he knows those who will believe and those who will not believe. Praise the Lord. He knows those who will believe and those who will never believe. Oh, glory be to God. That's why I said salvation is not for all. So that you will understand. Matthew 11 verse 28. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God, the Bible said, listen, I preach a message titled Salvation is Not for All. And even talking about attributes of God. I still received a text, is it text or email, 2 days ago. Somebody is sending a text, say, Pastor, that's your statement that there was a time that God was not God, that it has no scriptural base. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, there was a time that God was not God. Hallelujah. Because God is an attribute. He was an existing spirit, self-existing one. And God, there are many gods. God is an English word describing anything that is an object of worship. If there is nothing worshiping him, he cannot be a god. And that is why he created the angels, so that he can be God. That is why he started creation, so that he can be God. Because he was existing, nothing to worship him. And that's why the whole duty of angels, to worship him. To make him God, 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 God. Hallelujah. But he was God by attribute. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are a mother by attitude, by attribute, even though the little girl is just 4 years old. She's a mother. Is she not a mother? Is she not a mother? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ahem. But she can only be a mother after she has given birth to a child. So for now, we can say this mother, that you are a mother now because you have children, there was a time you were not a mother. You only became mother after you bore children. He was not God until he created. Before he took upon himself that attribute. He has always been a savior. Hallelujah. But he could not be a savior until he went to the cross on Calvary. That attribute, he took it. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's a mighty one in battle. How will he do it? He got the children of Israel to leave Egypt. A journey that is 40 days. It took 40 years. He started going around the nations to look for trouble. He was taking them around to look for trouble. See road where you go follow there. He will follow the Philistines. He will follow this one to look for trouble. Then when they begin to fight, then he will step down and fight. Is the mighty one in battle.
Oh,
El Shaddai, you are the mighty one in battle. Oh, Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty one in battle.
El Shaddai,
El Shaddai, you are the mighty. Oh yes, glory
to your name.
Hallelujah. And he can choose any of us to express his attributes. He can allow the witches in your village to be tormenting you, so that at the appropriate time he will come and step and take over the battle. He can allow an incurable sickness to come upon you. No medicine can cure you. So that you can come to him and he will show you that he's the great healer. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He can allow every road to close. No helper anywhere. So that he can be God. We make a way where there seems to be no way. Oh, he walks in ways
we cannot see.
We cannot see.
He will make a way.
He will make a way.
He will be.
Oh, he will be.
Oh,
and hold me closely to his
love and strength.
Oh,
he loves us.
For each
new day, he will make a way.
He will make a way. To raise you from a very poor family. Hey! He can raise you from a very poor family and decide that without a helper, he can make you a billionaire. He takes a beggar and makes him a king. He takes a beggar and he can make him a king. Sing that song for me. How many people know that song? Your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand.
riches, from silver to gold, from sea to the diamond, from valleys and soul, from the floor to upper land, forever the sea. He takes a beggar,
style everybody.
He lifted up all from the dogs to the throne. He sells out the orphans and for them his own. He led a blind, amazed out of fear. He takes a beggar.
Your hand. Worship it. That may be your condition. Somebody here, be ready for a change. From prison to prime minister. From rags to riches. Everybody now.
From slavery to freedom. From darkness to light. He gave joy for sorrow. And peace for us right. A horse of the widow. The sinners of friend. He takes a beggar. He lifted a boy. He lifted a boy from the Lord. He shelters the
your hand. Let's worship him. Oh, yes. He has carried my problems away. He has taken my problems away. Hallelujah. Jesus is mine. Hallelujah.
Say.
Oh, hallelujah.
He has taken my burdens away.
He has away.
He has taken my burdens away.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus is mine. Hallelujah.
Say.
Oh,
hallelujah. He has taken my burdens away.
Your hand. Oh, Jesus.
Use your hand and worship the Lord. Worship him. Hallelujah, he has taken my problems
away.
He has taken my burdens away. Hallelujah, Jesus is mine. Hallelujah, say.
Hallelujah,
he has taken
my burdens away. He has lifted me.
Hallelujah, Jesus is mine. Hallelujah. Be seated.